trending. Now trending with Foch and Sarah on Power 96.5.
82% of people are celebrating Christmas this year with an artificial Christmas tree. I would think it's even higher than that.
Yeah.
Look, man, I love real trees. We always got real trees growing up. So I think, like, and me and Emily have talked about this, when we have kids, we'll probably start getting real trees.
Like, do, like, a tradition.
Yeah. To make sure, it's a real tree. And we'll put the fake tree downstairs.
Thank you for the logistics of that. Mm-hmm. Why when you start having kids? Why not do it now?
I think, that's a good question. I think that we should probably do it at least a year or two before we get kids. Because I feel like I might lose my mind while I'm trying to put, just like my dad did. Probably actually not as bad as my dad did. Everything. I mean, I am not kidding you. Like trying to, like we would get the real tree into like the stand and he'd be like,
crooked.
The damn trunk is crooked. Look at the damn thing. You can't. I put a piece of wood under this side, and then if I do it too much over here, the damn thing's going to tip over. Damn it.
And then you got to water it. And then all
and
the pine
damn
needles.
Dog, the stupid dog is licking it. Get out of there. Dry the damn tree up. That is one thing about Christmas vacation where you're just kind of like, when Snots is drinking all the tree water.
Yeah.
That's something we can relate to. I think everyone's had a dog that's drank the tree water before.
Or a cat that eats the lights.
Yeah. You know? That was another thing. Those old school screw-in bulbs we used on our real tree. And there was always a strand. There would always be a strand that would be like out. Or my dad would be like, Cindy, hand me the damn bulbs. Like they were just, I mean, it was just like, man, this
sounds like he was mad all the time.
He would know he's mad putting up the real Christmas tree. Like, hands down, it was a very stressful.
There were strands of lights where you had to screw in every bulb.
Well, you would just leave them screwed in, but if one burned out, then you would unscrew it and then put a new one in. Or if you didn't like where the color scheme was, you wanted to change colors. You didn't want to put two red ones right next to each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a red one, an orange one, a blue one, and then a green one. So if there's
colored
like...
colored Christmas lights are the prettiest.
It's very much so. And it's, and it's like the old ones with the fire hazard to make you like, if you leave it on too long, it'll catch on fire. Like your real tree will catch on fire. And I think that's what we're missing. That is what we're missing now. Because there is not like... Now everything's got, like, fire code and everything. Like, where's the fun in that? Like, the adventure of maybe something going up in flames or leaving the Christmas tree up. Like, I left the Christmas tree on. I have to go home and unplug it so our house doesn't catch on fire.
Right. That is
like,
fun
Like, think
times.
About the adventure of growing up in that.
Yes.
Like, to where it would burn and you would smell something and it would be one of those giant bulbs burning the garland off of your tree and it would be smoking.
The garland.
Look how fun that was as a kid.
Garland.
Like, we didn't even have a real fireplace growing up. We didn't need one. Ah. We would just watch the real Christmas tree smoke. Like, it was like... I was telling my sister, I'm like, oh my gosh, that smells like an ornament. Is that garland or what is that? It's burning.